Welcome everybody to the Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast.
Yo.
Yeah, y'all know who it is.
What it do, what it do?
It's your boy Pat coming here. And I'm bringing y'all niggas the crew. Sean, what's going on?
It's Big Fridge, I don't know. What's up, family?
Hey, yo, BJ, anything?
It's Tim, what's happening?
So, shit, we got a smooth episode for everybody today. A lot of good stuff, a lot of good stuff happening and whatnot. First, what we want to talk about, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, right, man, before. Let's keep going on that topic we were right just before. Talking about before we start. Like, can you stay with somebody as a man after you propose to her and she say no?
It's possible.
Man, I don't want to hear about possibilities.
I can't do it, bro.
It depends on how she said no.
Because now I've expressed to you that you are the most important person in my life in this moment.
Like,
you just embarrassed me in front of my mom.
And you reject me.
Like, I'm at the high, like, even all jokes aside, I'm at the highest point of love I can have for you at this moment in my life.
And you refuse me.
But, well, she not ready.
She put the streets in.
Going away.
That's what the streets are for. People who not ready.
Well,
she's throwaway.
She for the streets. Let the streets have her. Back to the streets.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
Yeah, man. Well, she not ready because
back to the streets from which you came.
Oh, it's a couple of loopholes up in there, man.
Yes,
like what?
In the street.
Like what?
Like she probably just not ready.
What's going
she
on think... with her?
What?
Better be something physical. Like you better be about to have gout or something.
Like, eating collard greens.
Okay, 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 okay. What if she was proposed to before?
I don't want to fuck that nigga.
That don't got nothing to do with me.
And it ended horribly. But then, you know, she just got some traumatic events about it.
She for the streets. Take all that negative and trauma back to the streets.
She can't be for therapy?
Therapy in the streets? You got to go in the streets to get to the therapy.
You got to be in the streets to get to the therapy.
You got to be in the streets to get to the therapy.
That's the only way you're going to get to it.
That's the only way you're going to get to the therapy. You got to get in the streets. She for the streets.
I don't think that turns.
You gonna come at me with some shit?
Right.
Hold on. You gonna come at me? Look, we are too grown. I'm 26. Do not come at me with nothing another man did to you. I don't care. I don't know him. I ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm not gonna hold you to no standard that another woman did. I could have had a woman.
Self-consciously, you probably.
Self-consciously, I want to murder people, but I ain't out here murdering people.
Hey, government, allegedly. Allegedly, he wants to murder people.
I don't know what to tell you for that right there.
If we're going self-consciously, it's a lot of stuff I want to do. I want to rob a bank self-consciously. But that don't mean every time I go make a deposit, I'm in the bed, you know?
Talk about this is a stick-up.
Passing the note, I have a gun.
So, no. If you ain't over some stuff another man did to you, stay in the streets. Go find you a therapist.
In the streets.
In the streets. It's a lot of stuff in the streets. Therapy in the streets.
Now,
you gotta always jump on the dick.
Now, what we mean by therapy is don't go out here fucking any and everybody that's walking.
Yeah.
Well,
and don't be trying to get therapy from your best friends either, male or female.
They're just gonna tell you what you want to hear.
Go to somebody with a degree.
Go to a professional or me.
Don't go
I ain't gonna tell you what you want to hear.
It's the last nigga you need to go see.
Hey, I ain't gonna tell you what you want to hear, though.
And see, Pat, that's why I like you, man.
I'm gonna tell you. I will tell
some people. Sometimes I do believe there are, if you pick your friends wisely, your friends become good therapists. You know, if you have friends that tell you what you don't want to hear, sometimes going to therapy, your therapist might tell you something you'd be like, dang. Pat told me that, but I thought he was stupid.
Facts. You can pick your friends and you can pick your notes.
But you can't pick your friends' notes. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Facts. I never understood what that meant, but I just feel it.
It means your friend has to pick their own notes.
They do.
Exactly. You can't pick their boogers for them.
Exactly.
That's nasty.
Facts.
But you can pick your own.
100%.
I agree with
but
that
shit.
Booger picking statement.
Somebody just cut the podcast off just listening to this part right here.
These niggas picking
boogers. I'm going to eat them now.
Nah, bro. If you eat your boogers, you're weird.
That's just nasty. Speaking of weird, man, we might. That's a good thing.
I seen a nigga the last week, bro. I'm talking about nigga. That nigga forearm is up his nose.
Damn.
I was like, bro. My nigga taking a self-diagnosed COVID test. My nigga shit was up there. I hate you, son, you wild man.
That
my nigga fiddling around in his darkest dreams with that shit.
Oh,
it was nuts. It was crazy.
Oh. But now I got a segment for y'all.
Go ahead.
It's called Help Me Understand.
Okay.
Well, in this one, I gotta help you understand something.
Yeah.
Alright. If everybody call themselves weird, are they really weird? Cause that means majority of people are weird, so that's normal.
Right.
If everybody call themselves a social outcast, and majority of people are social outcasts, you're not a social outcast.
One of the greatest villains I ever saw on TV told me one thing. When everybody's super, no one will be.
That's the thing. So,
and it's the difference between being weird and being different.
Social people really call
themselves weird. It's okay to be different.
Weird.
It's not okay to be weird. Like, you're not different. You're weird.
What's weird? I think that's just perspective.
This is what we're talking about here.
No. I do not think weird.
It's a perspective.
It's a perspective.
Weird is weird. It's okay. It's like I said, it's a difference between being weird and being different. Different people see things differently.
Where is that old guy that just sits outside his apartment looking at all the young girls?
That's creepy.
That nigga's weird. It's right up the alley.
Right, like,
going down the same street.
Weird. Weird is the little nerdy kid Naruto running down the hallway in the middle of school.
Yeah.
Weird. That's a dweeb.
Weird.
Weird.
That's weird.
He's weird.
I was doing that.
So it can't be no.
Wait.
You're a liar, Pat.
Wait, you was doing it.
You was not Naruto running down the fucking.
Oh,
hell
no. I was gonna say, Pat, I know you better.
But what I say about being different is, you know, like you think differently. You know, you go about things. No,
being different is just being yourself,
right?
Because that's the difference. Because
everybody should be different.
You know, we all understand that there is a social norm. Exactly. Everybody should be different. No one should be the same.
Everybody's unique.
But now we got so many social norms that people want to follow. Nobody wants to be
But
different.
I'm saying, but everybody loves saying they weird, they're different. So if everybody's different, nobody's different.
You're weird.
No, if everybody's different, everybody's just different.
But right. If different's the norm, then everybody's normal.
Well, everybody could be different.
But well, everybody's well, different,
we,
that's
what
normal.
What we mean by normal...
It's normal for people
what
to
we mean
different.
By normal is a mass group of people who share the same quality. Like... It's normal to be a nice person. It's so normal. It's normal to eat burgers.
So we eat from places.
Right. It's normal to be 6 feet. It's normal to be 5'5".
Yeah.
You know, that's normal. Personality traits like kindness and, you know, courtesy are normal.
So should people continue to call themselves social outcasts?
The way we speak in the South is normal down here. It's different if I was up in, if I went up north. And decided I wanted to speak to people up north.
But
different doesn't mean weird.
But should we call people social outcasts? Yeah, because I think all five of us are social outcasts.
I don't fit into one particular group.
If all five of us are social outcasts, right now, we are the normal in this group.
Wait, what?
So we're not social outcasts.
Wait. What's normal in this group?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty specific. If you're saying who's the social outcast of our group, and that
no, I'm saying we are all normal in that case. And you put
we're normal to ourselves, but when we go out, we're not normal.
I can see BJ and say, oh, that's just some shit BJ do. It's normal.
Yeah.
It's normal to see me see BJ do some different shit that I know he does.
Like Pat, like your language, I call it Patisms.
You be speaking bullshit though.
Bro, you just gotta listen.
You let anything come out of your mouth.
You gotta listen with your third ear, man.
I thought that nigga pretty safe. Listen with your third.
You gotta listen.
That's a Patism, bro.
Listen
with your third eye.
You gotta listen with your third ear.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta listen with your third eye.
You gotta double listen.
Nigga said third ear.
That nigga, he wants you to listen three times.
Come on, man. You gotta listen
three times and listen twice.
Listen, bro. It's all relative.
Exactly. When it comes to normal, billacy.
I mean, okay, bro.
Right, what is normal? That's the question. Not you.
Normal is a social construct. That's how I put it.
So since society changes,
normality changes. Mm. It used to be normal.
It's changing a little too goddamn much.
It used to be normal back then to do a lot of things that's not normal now. Like things that are normal now, like I honestly wholeheartedly believe in 20 years, it's not gonna be normal to be straight.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, not in 20 years, nigga. I'm still.
You might as well just say fuck the rest of the population then.
It's starting to become the norm to be gay. Like, it's the norm. It's the fad. It's the coolest thing you can do right now. The coolest thing you can do right now to boost yourself up and boost your brand is to come out as gay.
Is J. Cole?
You cannot say that you're a straight artist.
Is J. Cole allowed to perform Pride is the Devil in Pride Month?
Yeah.
I'm bumping it. So he should be.
What about the other six deadly sins? Why they don't get a month? Cause I'm here for Sloth Month.
With the most days, nigga,
because
we gotta take our time.
Gotta have 31.
That gotta be around.
It's in the
October.
Winter. It's in the winter.
You have to add a week to a month.
Gonna have to add a week to a month.
You have to add a week.
My mom.
Gluttony month, boy.
Oh my god, boy.
Blood pressure's gonna go through the roof.
I ain't gonna be here for Ralph month.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, Ralph Month.
Hey,
storming out of work just cuz.
Hey, multiple fabric month.
Vanity month.
Niggas wearing silk with polyester, with cotton.
With
the leather shoes.
You gonna see hood niggas in the middle of nowhere with the Dior ones on.
Okay. I'm just thinking about the other deadly sins. I don't think this is a good idea.
Right.
You got envy month. Lust month.
Oh, let's go. Lust
month.
Fornication.
Nigga, we already got lust month. That sounds like rape. That's every month.
That sounds like rape. Plain and
simple. No, lust month is February.
That's Valentine's Day.
Right. It's the championship.
That's lust month.
That's lust month.
Lust month.
Envy month. I mean, what's a month niggas everybody hate every to day. Hate on themselves?
Niggas hate every day.
International Envy Week, goddamn it.
That bitch can't be international.
Oh, nah, boy. If that shit international, we're going to have slavery back. Nigga, I'm just being real.
I mean,
if you think about it, white people hated on other cultures, so they took them over.
That's what I'm saying, bro. We had envy month. White people would be taking over. Any culture with big dicks is over with.
Ooh,
we gone.
I'm first to go.
What's up, Africa? What the fuck is Africa?
We
gone, bro.
We're gonna be deleted from the history books.
That's the most thing white men been envious of black men about. Our dick size. Mm. They hate the fact we got big dicks.
Bro, so.
Look at Pat. Damn. Alright, so that's why they hate your hair, bro. Cause you don't get mad.
Nah, we gotta talk about something, man. We got it. Captain or nah, we gotta stop him if he's lying. Soldier Boy. He did it first. He was the first man to do it all.
Cap.
You know what? I gotta stop you, cause you lying.
He's the first
man to do it all, bro.
He's pioneered some things.
He was the first person to do what?
Oh. Shit, I saw that nigga land on the moon first.
He was the first rapper on YouTube I saw.
Come on, man.
I love females that like to wear their toes out. Call me the fire hydrant. I bring the hoes out.
Yo, so it's Boy Lion?
Yes.
Dude, first person to say
he
that.
Freestyled on Successful. Person.
Come on, man. Bro, he first person to invent grass.
Oh, wait. Okay.
What the fuck did you just say?
Man, look, bro. Soulja Boy just the first person that done did everything, man. It's just
he is, bro.
Like, it's
Soulja
like,
Boy, the first person in the history of ever, huh?
First person.
The first person to person, huh?
Hey, bro. When there was Adam and Eve, they see Soulja Boy over there in trees.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy was already there chilling.
Soulja Boy was the first one the circuit came to, but he was like, you! No, so he went to
man.
Eve.
No, man.
Soulja Boy turned to Soulja Boy. Serpent was the first serpent.
Soulja Boy was the first serpent? Oh my god.
Soulja Boy.
How the first nigga do this?
Them nigga gonna slither in Soulja Boy up in this hole. Watching me crank it, watching me roll. Watching me crank that Soulja Boy.
And Superman.
Boy, that's too crazy. I should have had to bring that up. Like, yeah, Soulja Boy was first nigga do it.
Bruh.
You know, he was first man to start Marching Band.
I mean, bro, look, you gotta give Soulja Boy his credit, though, for real, bro. Just to stay as relevant as he's been.
He got a top 10 hit.
Like, throughout his career, yeah. Like,
hey, man, I always thought Soulja music bumped low key.
look at Fred said.
He got one
hard song. Fred said, "All right, bro."
When we was younger, Gucci, so y'all
Bandana. Hey, Gucci Bandana, Birdwalk, crank that.
See, bro, kiss me through the fog. Come on, man.
I know, bro. Y'all
he invented a number, 30,000 100 million.
Nigga. First person to ever invent a number, let go.
Step up out.
First person to ever say. First,
turn my swag.
First person to ever say. What around town, bitch? My dick tastes like ribs.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, Soulja Boy.
That means bitches is sucking his dick and telling their friends that his dick tastes like ribs.
Like a slab of barbecue.
Bro, speaking of ribs. There's a new trend going on. People putting mustard on watermelons.
Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. So y'all be doing everything, bro. Y'all doing too much.
Some jeans.
Get off
shit.
TikTok, bro.
Now. Get off immediately, nigga.
Hey, bro, some people say it hit.
Niggas is motherfucking taking.
Bro, only fat people and kids gonna like some shit like that,
bro. Watermelon and mustard.
I don't even put salt on my watermelon. And it ain't half bad, but I prefer not to do it.
Well, I hear putting
mustard on water.
Right, like what the fuck?
Watermelon is literally 95% water. You might as well just go and put mustard in a glass of water and just drink it. Like, come on, man. It's like 5% melon.
And it's the summer. It's the summer, bro. Why the fuck are you doing it?
Like,
why are you defiling the holy watermelon season?
I'm just gonna say this. I don't like evolution all the time.
I don't like it most times.
I will agree with you there, bro. I think shit needs to stop evolving.
I'm dead.
Some stuff just needs to stop evolving.
Like in Pokemon, Pikachu ain't never evolving. And he had his chance. He said, nah, I'm going to stay high for how the fuck I am because it's better. Because I can be just as great as other people being the same nigga I always been.
You know, I'm fucking watermelon off top, so. I was just like, man, that's the face of mustard.
They got TikTok trends of motherfuckers eating that, what's that fitness protein shit? Dry. They're not even mixing that shit.
Powder.
Yeah, protein powder. Dry. Motherfucker had a heart attack because she did that dumb shit.
Stupid.
A stripper.
Not a stripper.
A stripper doing TikTok challenges for that, that people who actually work out do.
That, it's so much shit that don't match that it's funny. A stripper doing TikTok, eating plain protein
powder,
and then having a heart attack.
TikTok is a jungle, my nigga. You never know what the fuck you're gonna see right now.
TikTok had motherfuckers filing their front teeth down with a nail file.
No, they didn't.
Wow. On my mama.
Get off TikTok, bro. Just go back to Facebook, man.
Just go back to Facebook,
just
bro.
Just go back to Facebook.
Y'all gonna open up beef.
Get on Twitter.
Don't get on Twitter. Yeah.
Get on Twitter.
Nah, bro. Nah, man. Twitter done started wars, bro.
Twitter ignorant.
I believe we done had like 3 wars just over Twitter.
Bro, I feel like every social media platform should have like a certain set time span for this shit get too ignorant.
So I believe that should be a turnoff for social media.
Yeah, bro.
I believe like at 10 o'clock, what are you on social media doing?
Hey, hold on now.
I don't know if y'all on Clubhouse.
Like, I'm just saying.
That's some of the best social media come back to the clock, though.
But
I done seen plenty of fights on Twitter.
But you see what I mean?
I just looked at fights.
Ass and bullshit.
I mean, it's 10 o'clock. Hey, what do you expect to look at?
Should be funny.
This is why I should be turned off, so people could go do some constructive shit.
At 10 o'clock.
On a Saturday, you know what I'm saying? You can
watch. Okay, maybe on the weekends, keep it open, but Monday through Friday.
They go to sleep, bro.
Hey, bro, thank you.
Go to bed, bro.
Hey, bro, it shouldn't be 8-year-olds watching fights at 10 o'clock at night.
That was a shoot your shot.
Go to bed, bro.
Hey,
bro. Just go to bed, bro.
Shit, don't shoot your shot hours, man.
You shooting your shot at 10 o'clock at night, this is a booty call. It's not just shooting your shot. Shit. Ain't nobody trying to fall in love at 10 o'clock at night. Shut the fuck up, man. I get so sick of you and Pep be trying to find the smallest positive shit in every big negative situation.
They trying to fall in love, I'm just saying, you know. Somebody hit that
hoo-ha. Don't say shoot your shot. I'm trying to fuck, because that's what you're doing.
No. Somebody hit that, man. I'm so bored being up, snap.
She trying to fuck,
bro. She pink, pink. Okay.
That bitch going in.
Stay away.
Let's go.
Oh, shit, boy.
Pat definitely be out here trying to make half-court layups.
Hey,
Kimpo. That ball rang up, rolling. That be like a fucking bowling ball. Goddamn,
he under tossing that shit like it's softball.
Bro, you gotta hit the Space Jam dunk. You gonna do it?
That nigga just reaching.
Nah, fuck that. That nigga trying to get the finger roll. Like he trying to go up and under from half court.
He trying to
be like Kyrie under the rim from the logo.
You feel me? Just a bink, 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 bink. Pull up three. You feel me? That's all you doing. Shit, may even do a little bit right. Man, pick and roll. Wrong with this,
man. Logo Dame.
Nah, I ain't Logo Dame. Bro, I'm more of a pick and roll, step in for the midi.
Yeah,
bro, you don't even know about that shit, bro.
Shit, they know about it.
How soon did you start fucking around with your private parts?
I definitely wasn't 6 years old.
Yeah, I don't think 6 years old or should start masturbating.
I think I got my first erection at like 11.
You can't even get it up at 6, okay?
Your nuts not even registering at 6 years old.
You're not sending them type signals.
Your dick can't even understand the idea of being hard at 6 years old.
Hey, man, I don't know, bro. Females were cute.
And your dick never jumped.
I don't know. I can't tell you it did or didn't.
Your dick ain't jumping at 6 years old.
Females were cute in first grade.
You was not in no motherfucking elementary school talking about some man I fucked that bitch.
Listen, man, I want masturbating.
Niggas might have been hunching, though.
Oh, me, I was hunching in kindergarten, so first grade, second grade.
So you don't think you'll hunch on her?
What age are you when you bust your first nut?
Damn.
I don't know.
Damn, boy, you just took it.
Damn. Know.
Shit, man.
That's a personal question.
Oh, God, bro. That's a very personal question.
All the dance can even make it to TV.
I'm going to go start it out. I'm going to be real, Kenfolk. I was 14.
That's a puberty age, you know.
Yeah, like, if you was buzzing nuts before you hit puberty, like, you was a freak ass nigga. You was a freak ass boy.
Hey, man. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm probably six.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Porn was a hell of an invention.
That's your logic? Nigga said porn was a hell of an invention. No, it wasn't.
I'm just saying.
Yes, it was.
It was there.
It was not. That was not. Are we really saying? Wait, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but are we really finna put out here to our fans that porn was an invention?
The best thing since sliced bread.
How do you invent porn? All they did was bring a camera in the room.
You invented it, didn't you?
Hey,
what shit invented?
Hey, nobody doing that fucking
camera in the room.
That's like saying,
right, sex wasn't invented.
That's like saying you put some food in the microwave and you're like, man, I'm cooking.
No. Because multiple people put food in the microwave. The first
you person, don't think multiple people being porn?
I'm just saying, the first person be like, hey, man, this could be a whole industry. Get full.
He was on some shit.
That was a freaky ass nigga.
Freaky ass.
Like, bro, hey, we could really record people fucking, and they gonna get hella views.
The most intimate thing you could ever do with somebody is on video for free all across the internet.
Hey, man.
Get full. That's an invention.
A $1 billion industry.
More than this. That's $1 trillion.
Motherfuckers go all their life.
What's the name made $1 million on OnlyFans in one day, didn't
it? I don't know who you talking about. I ain't even.
I don't think OnlyFans porn.
I mean, it can be.
It can be.
The OnlyFans she was doing was porn. Oh. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Bad Baby, bro.
Bad Baby.
She ain't even 21 yet, is she?
Oh,
that
white chick.
Yeah.
Catch me outside, chick.
I'm good on that.
Hey, bro, I'm just.
As long as. As long as there are porn videos out there, I'm not subscribing to OnlyFans.
Huh?
As long as there are free porn sites, I'm not subscribing to OnlyFans.
Right, I agree.
I mean, OnlyFans is porn, though, man.
It can be, I guess.
It can be.
I guess motherfuckers be on that bitch cooking and t-shirt and panties.
I ain't never seen nobody doing nothing else other than doing some porn shit on.
That's pretty sexy.
That's how they show on Twitter, you know.
Cooking and t-shirt panties, that's pretty sexy.
Look, all you got one motherfucker. A motherfucker
well, got pants on what see you a cook. Cook in panties. You weird as fuck, man. That's that weird
or
shit.
Or is he normal?
No, he's weird.
He's weird. Yeah. You're not different. You're weird.
We are not letting that be normal. That is weird.
I'm talking about you.
Because you ain't even eating none of the food.
Or her.
Yeah, that was, if I walk in kitchen and see my wife cooking in t-shirt,
nigga, we ain't talking about your wife. We talking about OnlyFans.
Well, cooking just t-shirt. That probably be what's she cooking? Bacon.
Hey, what are you talking about?
What are you saying?
I'm not even a topic.
No, I'm just saying, how sexy is cooking in t-shirt and panties?
Not sexy enough to be paying for it.
Of course, yeah. Not that sexy.
Not sexy enough to watch it on your phone.
Not sexy enough to watch it on your phone.
I don't know, man. My girl sent me a video of her kicking t-shirt up. Panties. I'll probably be like, okay. Pretty nice.
Nah, you had to pay for that, though.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Not right. Sexy enough to pay for it.
Right.
You sound nuts.
Yeah, and he don't know this.
So if my girl send me a picture, or send me a video of her cooking t-shirt and panties, that ain't gonna be a little. Like,
I mean, I'm gonna be like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying?
If a girl send me a video of her cooking t-shirt and panties, and below say coming over,
are you paying attention to what she wearing or what she cooking?
If we not, because
if
we not fucking, it's not sexy.
If a woman send me a video of herself cooking and she got,
it's only sexy if they come over
and she got motherfucking Skittles in a crock pot, I'm blocking her.
Yeah, you gotta look at both, bro. I'm mostly thinking of a cake. She baking a cake, baking cookies.
You like
in
that.
My fantasy?
He want to see bitches in aprons and with the ass out, with covered in like flour and shit.
I mean, she. Who don't?
I'd rather that video.
Me, exactly. Like,
I'm sorry, bro. I am an advocate of, do not send me no sexual pictures. That's a waste of fucking time. Pull up. You're a fucking adult. We're fucking adults. We're not in high school no more. This some bare high school shit.
Fuck the preview. Let's get to the movie.
Like, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, fuck that bullshit. Pull up.
I'm cool with the little tees. I'm cool with the tees. I'm playing, man.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know.
I mean, nobody said it's not cool.
Yeah,
But if you can't translate that energy
facts,
to right to the real thing,
of course, I totally understand. But hey, if you can't do it, then hey, do it.
No, that's wasting time. That's a waste of time.
That's a waste of my goddamn phone.
That's a waste of my time. That's a waste of my phone usage.
That's a waste of my iCloud storage.
Like man, that's a waste of my storage.
I'm
like,
on my way over there trying to leak this shit.
It's not. That's a thing. It's my iCloud storage. Shit, I got dumb shit in my phone.
You got a million titty pictures though, of bitches that you never fucked.
Nah.
Then what are we talking about?
What are we saying?
Nah, hell nah. That's porn.
Sleep.
Why do I need save a picture and I got porn?
Why do you need the picture if you got porn?
I'm just saying, shit, she don't want to see the picture. I'm not sending her. Don't.
You want to know why I agree with him? Because pictures don't move. It's only one fucking angle. Pictures and that wasn't... shit get old. Like, after I look at it the first time, it's like, oh, all right. Once my phone goes black,
I'm over it.
I'm over it. Like, once I swipe or whatever and leave, I'm over it. It's done. This is
porn don't lead shit to at imagination.
Least when, at least when you pull up, it's in 3D.
You know, hey, pictures was the first videos.
Which, hey, like I said, if she wants to do it, I'm not telling her no.
I'm just saying, bro.
You could do it. You will definitely get a reply back.
Promptly, nigga.
Nah, I don't know about promptly, but you will get one back.
Mm. We're going to find out, huh?
No need.
I fuck with pictures sometimes, bro.
Yeah. I appreciate a picture.
Keep spicing the game. Keep spicing the game.
Send me a picture of your titties with whipped cream on.
Come on now. Hey.
But you're going to want her to do something different every other time.
Exactly.
Not every other time.
Show me your creativity, though. That's how you get to be creative. You know.
And that's why OnlyFans is not going to last. Because the moment that your subscribers want to see you do a little bit extra with that dick, and you don't want to do it, guess what's happening? They're gonna get bored of you real quick.
Unsubscribe.
It gonna turn to a point you're gonna have to do something gay.
or extreme.
Back to the norm.
Or extreme. You're gonna have to do something super extreme. Like you're gonna have to, you know. Get fucked on a skydive or some shit.
That's extreme.
A motherfucker gonna want to see you take a shit.
See?
That's just nasty.
That's the extreme motherfuckers are going to. Yeah,
two girls, one cook.
Oh my god.
Bro, you just had to ruin my life. You just had to.
He said she shit.
I'm sick now. I don't feel good.
Take a piss on camera.
Sorry.
Hey. That's how niggas be.
Weird.
It's normal now.
No, bro. It's weird.
Everybody, I think people try so hard to be different, they don't be themselves.
Right. People go out of their way to say that they're different.
Yeah, and without necessarily being yourself.
Right. You go outside of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's how you lose yourself.
Exactly. You try so hard to prove others wrong. You don't try to prove yourself right no more. Like, at least, you know, I'm always try to prove myself right. Fuck you being wrong. It's about me being right.
And that's the problem. But you be wrong. And that's a problem a lot of times, Pat. And I'm glad you said that. That'll be the problem a lot of times,
Fuck you
Pat.
Being right, nigga.
Because you don't understand. Sometimes, Pat, you don't understand. Being wrong is better than being right. Because at least when you're wrong, you grow. If you always right all the time, you never grow. You get stagnant. And that's why I always tell you.
If you always right.
It's not good to be the smartest person in every room like you want to be. Because if you're the smartest person in every room, you can't grow. You get stagnant. You have to go somewhere and be the dumbest person in the room. But you don't want to be the dumbest ever.
No.
See, there you go. No.
I'm not saying I don't want to be the dumbest. I'm saying.
I'm saying you never want to be the dumbest person in the room.
Yeah, I want to always try to be the smartest.
That's not good. Because you never grow like that.
No, no. I actually do grow.
No.
Yes.
I don't want to be the dumbest person in the room, but I want to strive to be smarter than the last time I was there, for sure.
I want to always strive to be the smartest. Because that's going to always give me something to strive for. It's a never ending.
Who's the smartest person in the room? Bill Gates and Steve Jobs.
Shit, I don't know what y'all want. Damn niggas smarter.
What is smart, though?
But if you see Jobs in a room with people who are less intelligent than you, there's nothing you can learn from any of those people.
Yes, you can.
You just stay where you... No, you can't. You know more than everybody in the room.
I don't know everything.
Ain't nobody ever told Steve Jobs. Hey,
but you can't learn what you don't know in a room where you're the smartest. To learn what you don't know, you got to get in rooms where you're not the smartest. That's why I like being in rooms where I'm not the smartest and I'm at the bottom. I'm the bottom of the smartest and the bottom of the richest. That's the room I personally would rather go to. Oh, I wouldn't want to be the second smartest or the third smartest or even the first. I'm not done yet.
I wouldn't mind being the richest.
I wouldn't mind being the richest.
No. All right, think about it. If you're the richest person in the room.
Money just grows.
If you're the richest person. Okay, think about it. If you got 10 million and you're the richest person in the room and I got a million and I'm in a room with billionaires, my ceiling is higher than yours is. Because you're at the top of your room. Everyone else is going to try to come get to your 10 million.
Exactly, Fred. That's what I want to
but
do.
But you will never get that. That's what you're going to do,
Fred. No, I'm saying, Fred, I want to be in room with people smarter than me.
We're talking about the general public
here. Yes, wait, hold on. I'm telling you.
All right, go ahead.
I want to be in rooms with people smarter than me so I could strive to get better. So I could get smart like them. Then I want to be in that
top. Okay, but you're not the smartest person in that room. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm telling you, I will okay with that. Because you know why? Because I want to become the smartest. I want to take that challenge and become the smartest in that room.
Okay, so listen to what I'm saying.
Every single time.
Hey, we're saying the same thing. I literally just
said. But yet you was the one who was arguing with me.
You argue with me. I just put a high one. You literally just said, I always like to be right. And I just said, Pat, that's not good. And then I told you why that's not good. And then you just agree with me and said, Well, Fred, you're right. I would want to go in that room where I'm not the smartest so I could get better, which is what I literally just said. So are you right or wrong right now?
I'm still right. Because I want to be right. Okay. Yes. Okay. Guess what? When I'm wrong, I use that field to get better.
Hey,
right.
Hey, that's a t-shirt.
Okay.
Bro, right. I take my L's, hey, I learn, right. And get back right. It's always enough ending.
Bro, okay. All right.
You got it, bro.
You, exactly, bro. That's what you got to say to pass some time, bro. You got it.
Thank you.
But you got to let a nigga be right when he wrong.
Know what you think.
Pat such a woman.
Bro, I'm sorry y'all not understanding.
It's not us. You're wrong. But you just said earlier you always want to be right. So when are you wrong?
When I'm wrong.
So when are you ever wrong?
Shit, when I am wrong.
Like when? When was the last time you was wrong?
Shit. I can't point to a specific time I've been wrong. The last time I've been wrong.
You sound dumb as fuck.
Shit. I'm sorry I can't remember every argument I have.
But you just know the ones that you was right, huh?
No. I can't tell you last time I was right.
You was just right a minute ago, remember?
Oh, shit, then there you go.
So you was just wrong then, there you right?
Go. No, I couldn't tell
oh
you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right. All right, Pat, you got it. You got it, Pat. I'm sorry. I don't mind being wrong. I'm wrong That's right.
Will you get right, though? Will you learn from it?
Nope.
There go the problem. That's your problem. You don't want to learn from me.
There's nothing. You're not learning. Because you're not saying you're wrong. If you was learning, you would say,
I'm okay with being wrong in situations. That's cool.
You're wrong.
Guess
right
what?
Now.
When I learn from it,
you're
I
wrong
won't get
right
touched.
Now.
Off of what? When? Just tell me when. Just tell me. Let me know.
When I said Pat. When you said I like to be right.
Okay.
I said Pat. That is not good. Because I like to be the smartest person, which you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you like to be the smartest person all the time, you can't grow. You came back and said, but Fred, I do grow. That's false. Now, just because you believe that, that's cool, but that's false. Because if you are the smartest person in a room, unless you leave that room, like you said when you said, Fred, you're right, if, until you leave that room and go somewhere where you're not the smartest, you can grow and come back to that room and be better in that room, but you can't grow in that room if right. you're at the head of that room. So if you're telling me that you can grow in a room where you're the head honcho, you are wrong. That's not how growth works. That is not how no growth works. That's telling me you can grow through no adversity.
You a rose going into concrete?
That's adversity. Like, so you telling me right now you haven't had no adversity in your life. You just done grew through just the perfect situations. You ain't never had no adversity.
He was pat out the womb.
You was just great out the womb. That's what you're telling me. If you say yes to that, then just say yes or no. It's a yes, no. It's a yes or no question.
That's not a yes or no question.
You did, not, yes all or no. All that you just did you said, have yes or
okay,
no?
Okay, what question are you asking? Tell did me you have asking. Any? That's not the exact question that you said. All
Pat,
so what are you asking
I said,
now?
I said, what are you asking Pat, now? What I said before was, are you wrong right now? And the answer to it should be yes. But you keep saying you're right because you're not learning right now. I'm trying to help you grow right now. But you're not trying. But you're not trying.
I'm listening. I'm listening. I just want you to know. Okay. No. Wait.
My question to you is. My question. All right, Pat, listen. This is my question to you then. This is my. No, you didn't. My question to you, Pat.
So I did not let him talk.
No.
So I did not.
You cut me off. Just to talk about nothing. My question to you is, can you grow in a room where you're the best? Yes or no?
That's your question.
Yes.
Can I grow in the room where I'm the best?
Yes. Can you grow in that room?
Yes.
No, you can't. That's bullshit.
Yes, I can.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. It's possible. No, you can't. No, it's not. It's not possible to grow in a room you the best. Who's helping you grow?
Shit, somebody under me.
How is somebody under you? Wait, you gonna listen to a broke person tell you how to make money? That's what you gonna do? You gonna listen to a person that can't read tell you about it? Oh my god, I'm dividing, I'm telling you, kill that mentality, I don't want this mentality to get out, that's what I'm trying to tell you, you need to kill that, bro, because that's not true, you can't grow in a room when you're the best, you can't, that's impossible. It's impossible. You have to go through adversity to grow. That's why you have to leave that room and go somewhere where people are better than you. Yes. That's the adversity. Okay. That drive you have to get better, you don't have that drive when you're the best. Because you're the best here. There's no drive. You get complacent. That's what complacency is. That's what we're going to Cali for.
Are you done?
Go ahead.
Are you done? No.
Yes,
are you done?
I'm done.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm done. Because
you cut me off after I gave you 5 minutes of straight talking. I'm going to be pissed. After I get 30 seconds, I'm going to be pissed. So, Fred, first and foremost, you said I always want to be smartest in the room. Yes, hell yeah, I do. Every time I step in that bitch, I would love to strive and be the smartest. So, you know what that tells me every single time? I got new shit to learn every single time. Because I can learn something from any and fucking everybody. If it's a homeless person, I can learn at least one lesson from that motherfucker. You know why? Because they had experience from something. They experienced something that I don't fucking know. So guess what? I can still learn from him. Even if I'm better than him, I can still learn from him. So that answers that right there.
No, it doesn't.
Secondly, that's how come I want to go in different rooms so I could become smarter and become the smartest in that room. So me, you saying, oh, you just want to stay. No, I don't want to stay in one room. I want to be smartest every fucking where I go. So that means I want to go everywhere and get as smart as them motherfuckers too. So that's a never ending. I'm never ending trying to get smarter. Because I always know there's somebody out there who knows something I don't know. So actually, you are right on that sense. It is bad.
Am I right or am I wrong? Because I hate people like that. I never said. said nothing you said was right. I said everything. And yes, until you say I was right. Because I hate niggas like that. No. You sit back and listen because you said I'm right. Everything you saying is wrong. Yes, and everything. Yes, I said 5 minutes of right stuff. And you just told me I'm actually right. You're wrong about everything. No, you did. Now, like, you just. That ain't what you just said. You just said I was right.
Not just talking just to argue.
No, you know, did you not just say I was right? Did you not just say I was right?
On one thing. I'm
okay, you was wrong on everything. Now, like I was saying, Pat, you are wrong.
Can you not learn from homeless person?
No! No! What the fuck are you going to learn from a homeless person?
That's fucked up.
Like, what the fuck did they teach you?
If them motherfuckers live through 30
the fuck out of here. And this is what I'm talking about. They live through some shit. Bro, so you if you at the height of the room and that homeless person teaches you something new, are you now the smartest person in the room? Or were you already the smartest person in the room?
I'm still the smartest.
So what changed?
I learned
what
something changed? New.
You're still in the same room. You ain't moved.
But I still learned something new.
But you haven't moved.
Then when I go to other rooms, I know something else now. Because after I just learned that.
Thank you for going to the adversity so you can get better. But you did not get better learning nothing from this homeless person. You want to know why?
I did.
How you get better and you already advanced.
He got something. Pat, he got something that I haven't got.
Pat, get the fuck
he
out
got
of here.
A new experience Pat, that I have not lived yet.
Guys, please don't this be out here be, trying to get no advice no, from no
if
homeless
a homeless person who been a bet for some 10 years that came back and shit, he could tell me something.
Get the fuck out of here.
He tell me
bro.
He can't tell
get
me
the
shit.
Get out of here, bro. Get
so then they can't tell here, me shit. A homeless veteran can't tell me shit.
Bro, no.
Damn.
No.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. A nigga like 50 years old. I'm just 26.
Just because he got age don't mean nothing.
He got experience.
That shit don't mean experience in what? Being homeless? Get the fuck out of here.
He got experience. You don't know what the fuck he got. You just think only homeless. You don't know what the fuck that nigga got. You don't know what the hell that nigga been through.
No, bro. No.
You don't even just see that nigga homeless. Like
I said.
Okay.
Like
he
I said. Like I said.
What?
You do not want to be the smartest person in the room fighting. Because you can never get better.
Shit, yes the fuck you
no,
can.
No, you cannot.
Yes the hell you
no,
can.
No, you cannot.
I'm not gonna look down on motherfuckers.
I didn't say look down on.
I can't learn shit from you.
I didn't say look down. See, now you changing my mind.
No, no, no. That's what you saying.
No, no. I never said that.
You might well look down on them motherfuckers.
I never said that.
I can't learn shit from them.
I never said that.
If you can't learn shit from them, you might well look down on them.
I gotta look down on people that I'm smarter than?
No, I'm saying you say you can't learn shit from them.
That's not looking down
you
on a person.
You say you can't learn shit from them.
That's not looking down on a person.
What is it then?
If looking down on a person is treating this
that
person.
That ain't shit you could tell
that is,
me. That's looking down on that nigga.
No, that's not.
That ain't shit. Okay, whatever you just said, fuck what you just said. That ain't shit. You tell me I'm right all the time because I'm smartest in the room.
A fucking saying? Infant that can't talk me? Can't tell me shit. Tell me
no,
I'm gonna look down on him.
No. Listen, is that what you're saying?
A fucking baby can't tell me shit. A baby can't tell me shit. That's an infant, but I'm not gonna look down on him.
If you smart person in the room, then you saying nobody can't tell you shit if you smart person in that room.
They should be listening to me trying to get smarter.
They can't tell you shit.
They should be listening to me trying to get smarter.
Yes or no? They can't tell you shit. Yes or no?
If I know everything they know, no.
No. I said you talking in fucking circles. I said you are the smartest in the room.
No, they can't. I know everything they know. That's what makes me the smartest person in the room.
That's
I know everything
hell.
They know and more.
Thank you.
No, the fuck you don't.
Thank you.
No, the hell you don't.
Then that maybe you're not impossible. The smartest person in the room. You think you're
that's
the smartest thing?
Possible.
Maybe you're just not. Maybe you have been thinking you're the smartest person in the room, and you're not.
Are you telling me that if you're in school, right?
Yeah.
You're a fifth grader, right?
Okay.
You walk into a room full of second graders.
Okay.
What can those second graders teach you about school that you don't know plus more?
Shit, they probably got something new they can teach me. Hey, it's this new way you could do this.
Probably. That's Pat's favorite
shit.
Word, bro.
I'm saying
probably.
They can.
It's always
they
a problem.
Can. They have
it's
they
always
a
problem.
Whole different life.
It's
style.
Always
they
a problem.
A whole
it's never a defined answer.
No, I'm telling you. Yes, it's possibility. Yes, they can.
It's
a
always a problem.
He
still hasn't given a main answer.
Yes.
He still hasn't given an
teach
answer.
Okay.
He hasn't given an answer.
Okay.
What can they teach you? What specifically can they teach you?
Okay, scenario. I'll just give you a scenario. If you're a fifth grader in a classroom full of second graders and you
can they teach you something new?
Yes.
They teach me a new word. They be like, hey.
A new word? Nigga, you reading books with words they ain't never seen. You done seen every word
they
seen.
They told me a new one.
Pat, stop. Stop.
Wow.
I'm done, bro.
So second grade can't teach
you. I'm done, bro.
Are you telling me a second grader can teach you how to spell September before you when you was in fifth grade?
No.
So what I'm saying is if you sit in a classroom in fifth grade and you're in a classroom full of second graders, what are you learning that you didn't already learn plus more for being three grades ahead of them?
what new can they teach me? Is that what you're telling me?
What new are you going to learn in a second grade class if you're a fifth grader?
Shit, like I said, they could teach me a new word. They could show me a new word.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, probably. Shit, they can. It's never going to be an answer, bro.
Can they not?
It's never going to be an answer. Yes, the hell they can. It's never going to be an answer,
bro. When I taught middle schoolers, them niggas taught me a whole... Them niggas teach me new shit. Bro, motherfuckers can still teach you new shit even if you the smartest motherfucker in that room. It's still possible. You don't know every fucking thing. Yes, I could say I'm smartest in a room, but that don't mean I know every fucking thing. A motherfucker could still teach me something.
Maybe you're not the smartest in that room, is what I just said.
Oh, then shit, maybe I'm not. Guess what? I'm going to strive to be, though.
Okay, then.
Until I'm...
All right, that's what I have been saying.
That's what I... Fred. Okay, Fred. Okay. Okay, Fred.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
I didn't refuse.
Thank you.
Bro, you just wanted
thank
to
have you, back bro. Oh my God. We just went in a circle just to get back to the shit I've been saying. Bro, when you go back and listen to yourself talk, it's going to hit you, bro. It's all right.
Every time I say something, oh,
it's all right, bro. It's all right, bro.
It's cool. And that's been episode Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. Don't forget, review, like, rate, share, subscribe.
Drink water.
All that shit.